Thank you, Madam President. Fellow delegates, as a state party to the certain conventional weapons, the Philippines attaches great importance to the implementation of this convention. Earlier this year, my government, in coordination with the local government, non-government organization, Philippine Campaign to Ban Landmines, and the Swiss Foundation for Mine Action, successfully conducted an outreach activity in Mindanao, in the southern Philippines, that discusses the dangers of an action needed to deal with landmines, explosive remnants of war, and unexploded ordnance. 3 weeks ago, the Philippines, in collaboration with the United Nations Regional Center for Peace and Disarmament in Asia and the Pacific, and through financial support from the German government, held a workshop in Manila on capacity building for the program of actions to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all its aspects. In bilateral and multilateral fora, the Philippines, through the Association of the Southeast Asian Nation, actively supports the full and effective implementation of the United Nations Program of Action to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all aspects. The Philippine missions to the United Nations in New York is also very active when the Program of Action is deliberated upon at the United Nations headquarters. In connection with this, the ASEAN Regional Forum, the ASEAN Ministerial Meeting on Transnational Crime, the Senior Officials Meeting on Transnational Crime, and the ASEAN Plan of Action are venues established to address concerns on conventional arms. Furthermore, the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center, or ARMAC, which was established in 2012, continues to provide countries within the region a framework to engage in the humanitarian aspect of unexploded ordnance and explosive remnants of war through experience sharing, skills training, and other capacity building activities. In addition, the regional center contributes to promoting cooperation with ASEAN and other countries as well as with relevant institutions, including the United Nations Mine Action Service and the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining. In the multilateral domain, the Philippines' active participation in relevant meetings and conferences of other legally binding international conventions, such as the Second Conference of the State Parties to the Arms Trade Treaty, the Sixth Meeting of the States Parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions, and the 15th meeting of the state parties to the Mine Ban Convention, is a proof of our government dedication to the regulation and reduction of conventional weapons and the elimination of weapons of mass destruction. In conclusion, my delegation reiterates its full complement to supporting the full implementation of this convention and its protocols and ensuring a successful review conference. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank you very much. You've been brilliant. 4.1